Okay, yesterday we began the Hakdama of Nesiva Shalom Pirkei Avos and dealt with the concept of Avos in terms of Avos and Toldos, that Pirkei Avos is the Av of the rest of the Torah, that the most important thing is to be a Jew, and then to mekayem mitzvos, and Pirkei Avos helps us to be a Jew. The second Perush, which is in the same direction but with a different derivative of the concept of Avos, is relating Pirkei Avos to our Avos, to Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. That Chazal tell us that the Avos lo pirshu yeshiva b'hem, they were yeshiva bachrim, they were in yeshiva. Kol Avos lamdu tamid b'yeshiva. Yaakov Avinu we know learned in the yeshiva of Shem ve'ever to the degree that he never slept. Ulechor yesh lehavim, what did he do? Ma lamdu hari haTorah adayin lo ditna, ela hinei ha'avot titchilu et olam hatikun. Inyano tikun hamidos, that the world began, if you want to, neutral. Adam harishon, Kain vehevel, dor hamabul, dor hapalaga, introduced kina, taiva, kavod, musinas ha'adam, min ha'olam, and those had to be rectified, and those are rectified via Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, Avram tikein midas ha'chesed, Yitzhak midas ha'gvura, Yaakov midas ha'tiferes, rak la'achar olam ha'tikun. In other words, and this goes until David ha'melech, metakein midas ha'malchus. And that's why we would be zocha to receive the lands of the Shiva Ha'umos, because in this world we're metaken seven midot, in Olam Ha'emes will be zocha to have the land of, not of the Zion Umot, but of the Eser Umot, parallel to the Eser midot that would be at that point mitukan, also by the Mashiach, in terms of Chochma Bina V'das. V'rak la'achar Olam Ha'tikun, haino tikun ha'midos, ha'yisa yechol liyot kabbalas ha'torah, that Sefer Hayashar, Sefer Bereishis had to precede Kabbalah Satorah, Yecholin Lihiot Kol HaMadregot HaGvohot Shel Haiman Deboil Mehave Chasidah, etc. Because once you reach the level of being a tzaddik, it can be a chosid. To be a tzaddik, one has to be a baal midos. So be'elu ha'inyanim ha'ya ha'limbut shel ha'avos ha'kadoshim shelomdu inyanei midos. That's what they picked up in their yeshiva. So kamo she'amru talmidov shel Avram Avinu ayin tova v'chulei haynu shel Avram Avinu ha'yesa yeshiva im talmidim. And he taught his talmidim midos tovas ba'asku tamid v'amru shiurim besugios ayin tova besugios ruach nemucha nefesh fala. That was their baba kama baba metzim baba basra v'zeh ha'amor meseches avos tachlisa shetukunas nefesh v'ativiyot shel ha'adam yihiyu yehudiyim zeh olam hatikun b'chlal u'bifrat, to be a good Jew. Ve'al kein nikres meseches b'shem avos ki zos lomdu tamid ha'avos hakadoshim v'zeh asku tamid v'inyanim elu Chidshu chidushei oraisa, same concept of being mechadish within dinim of migo or within dinim of isurei hanoa. One can be mechadish also in dinim of ayin tova, of chesed, of gvura. The talmidav shel Avraham Avinu ayin tova ruch nemuchos nefesh shefol in yanim elu kolim kol hamidot. V'yesh lefarish od. V'biur madua lo kosva hator beferush shum tzivui al inyanei midot. So up to now we said because it serves as a prerequisite, it's a preface. One could perhaps explain a little differently. Af shehen gufei Torah k'mosh kosav haRambam, al tomar shein tshuva ela me'averos shiyesh behen ma'isa kegon znus, gezel u'geneva, el k'shem shetzarech odom l'shuv me'elu kachu tzarech l'chapes v'deos ra'os, that the Rambam speaks over here about tshuva from deos ra'os, but where do we have a mitzvah? Where do we have an avera? Shiyesh lo v'goshev min ha'kas v'min ha'kino v'mirdif ha'smamon v'ha'kovod v'mirdif ha'smacholos k'yotze behem elu ha'avona, says the Rambam, koshim me'osan sheyesh ben ma'isa shibizman sh'adam nishka be'elu koshehu lifrosh mehem v'chein hu omer yazov rasha darko. This is the derech rishus v'haynu shemefarish ha'kroi yazov rasha darko koi lo al ha'ma'asim b'po'al on the shasa mitzvos lo sasa elu anyanei midos shetzrichim roshu v'tshuva aleihem. Vegama shehevenu mehagon hakadosh Rav Chaim Vital lo nemrum inyanei midos b'torah neishi inyanei midos he merkavah ashras haTorah kodim laTorah. But still akate tzarach biur inyanei midos hu kod niskav lo nitzavenu akach b'shum tzivui miforash. So back to go. If this is so important, why don't we have even a remez? Va'omek ko inyan b'zeh kemama maran hasaba kadosh mislanim zichron yagen aleinu apasuk musar Hashem. Bini al timas. Question is, where do you put the comma? So usually you put the comma, Musar Hashem, and then Kodesh Baruch Hu turns to Klal Yisrael and says, Bini, and then tells them, Altimas, Altimas, Musar Hashem, Musar Hashem, Altimas. And in the middle, he just turns to the sun. However, clearly, you could also read it, Musar Hashem, Kama, Bini Altimas. Musar Hashem, Ha Musar Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Yehudi Hu, Bini, Hari Bini Ata, Ben Melech. Altimas Atzmacha Bedvar Ma'usim. Don't destroy yourself. Don't commit spiritual suicide. Don't lose your standing of being a Ben. The Iker Musar is Bini Altimas. Not to forget that we are Bonim Atem, Lashem Elokeichem. Ein ben melech yochol laharshos la'atzmo liyos ke'echad mipshutei am. That there is an etiquette that b'nei melech, that princes, have to follow. That's musar. That's midos. Midos are the etiquette of the ben melech. Zeh musar Hashem, ha-musar ha-godol v'ha-chazak v'yoser, eino mazhiro b'shum onshim, eino mitzav elav ela ma'amido al ma'amado. It's what we call, in Brisker terminology, a chalosh shem. We have a chalosh shem of being b'nei ha-makom. B'ni b'chori Yisrael. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces Kla Yisrael to Paro. B'ni b'chori Yisrael. And all of these midos stem from our standing. They stem automatically from a standing of being b'ni b'chori. B'ni ata al tim'as. V'al yisod zen misbar godel inyan taras ha-midos. Alav ne'emar yazov rasha darko shekein inyani ha-midos sinuim b'yoser lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here we're talking about personality, the personality of a prince. We're not talking over here about act X or X Y. That there's no room on center stage for me, says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you, if you have an ego. We don't find that Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I can't be in the same room as an ochel chazir. Even after Chayta Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was still with us. We built the Mishkan after Chayta Egel. Chayta Avodah Zarah, we would have expected that to have pushed away HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take a deep breath even over a Chayta Avodah Zarah. But Gaiva? V'rak b'gaiva ne'amar ken lefi shehi snua b'yoser lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein ma'amar chazal kol ha'koes kigu oved Avodah Zarah. Kol elu ha'inyonim snuim. This is the real test of one's self-control. Not act X or act Y, but rather one's general demeanor. Darkom sitra achra mishtaletet al ha'adam. Do you belong to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Are you a prince of God, or are you a prince of darkness? V'lo nemru baze shum tzivuyim v'onshim neisha hayesod l'ti'uvam shel hamidos haraos hu musar Hashem. Bini al timas. We're dealing over here. Hey, mam isim Yehudi lufnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu lachem. Eitzel hagoyim ein beemet es Torah samidos. Af eitzel mitukanim behem yesh rak sidre enoshiot velo taharas samidos. Minei sheitzel goy shayachim rak tzivuyim veonshim. They don't have this status. So if they don't have the status, so then you have man-made criteria of what it means to be proper. And you have Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Aval Yehudi Hariyeshes Hamadrega Shel Musar Hashem B'ni Al Tim'as. V'ze Inyan Meseches Avos. So we'll continue from here. We'll be neder tomorrow.
So this is explaining why it's not Mekurashim Atara.
Why we don't have Onshim, and why it's not counted in Tariag Mitzvot.
Because it's part of our natural state. Be in a state of
Midos. Because it's by definition that if a Jew is b'ni b'chiri Yisrael, this is part of the definition of a Jew. It's not something that a Jew has to do, it's part of his definition. That's a question in terms of action. Here we're talking in terms of Midos. Hatarecha kamocha is a mitzvah. It's how to behave. The way the Ramban defines it.
That would be
there are some that might be.